Let's check in once again for the latest in La Onda. From TejanoNation.net, here's Romeo.
Hola, Romeo, and here's what's happening at TejanoNation.net. Abraham Quintanilla released his memoir, A Father's Dream, My Family's Journey in Music, this past May, and the father of late Latin music icon Selena wanted to set the record straight with his book, writing about his music career, the importance of his family keeping Selena's legacy alive, and much more. He shared details in an interview with the AC Cruz podcast.
It's a very interesting book that people will enjoy reading. It's a little bit of my memoir, my life, how my children were born, each one, you know, what we went through. And then it talks about the trial. Something that is very important is the latter part of the book, I let each one of my family express themselves in writing what they went through with Selena's death. Man, let me tell you, you gotta read Suzette's story. It blew me away. You know, it really, she expresses herself so beautiful with words about her feelings.
Mr. Q addressed many rumors over the past years in the book, including the blood transfusion controversy, adding transcripts from the murder trial to share facts in his book to dispel many rumors. Selena's father also spoke about the friction with legendary group La Mafia and a new Selena album. Listen to part one of the two-part interview with Abraham Quintanilla at TejanoNation.net. In San Antonio, I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano News.
Número 10.
Yo solo quiero sentir tu calor y darte el amor que guardo conmigo. Abre tu corazón y te doy todo este cariño.
Down Todo Este Cariño by Carrie Carina. It's song number 10 on the national charts. Today, my special guest is Grammy Award winner Chente Barrera. His collaboration with other Tejano artists made him stronger in the Tejano music industry, along with his passion, learning everything related to Tejano music.
¿Consideras que hace falta material educativo sobre la historia de nuestra industria? So tell me, can you?
Well, yeah, man. I feel that there's not enough documentation. There's not enough video. There's not enough archive of our culture. Of course, you know, I'm speaking of Tejano music, you know, and I'm going back to the roots. And, you know, like just a minute ago, I'm talking to Gilbert Velasquez, and I was asking him about breaking the rules with Latin Breed, you know, and I said, man, how did this come about? And how did he go? And he told me a bunch of stuff that I didn't know that I think. And I was like, you see, man, this needs to be documented. This needs to be, somebody needs to make a video. Like when VH1 was doing the behind the music and stuff like that, you know, a lot of, I don't know, people like me, I think it's very, very informative, and people need to know, or they should know. There's a lot of great things that have happened in our industry, you know. I mean, we had a lot of tragedy, but there's been a lot of great things and a lot of great bands that have come out, some that don't exist anymore, and whether they've passed on or whether they just broke up or disbanded or whatever, but there's a lot to tell, and I just feel that there's not enough, and that's why I do what I do, and I feel the way I feel about our culture and our music.
I remember you told us that you come from a family of musical tradition. So share some of that with us, will you?
You know, my dad was a singer. He sang with David Lee Garza and his group at the time. They weren't called the Musicales yet. That was like in 77, 79. I por ahí que estuvo my dad with David Lee and La Familia de él. Se llamaba David Lee Garza y su grupo. You know, later on, you know, they're like they say, the rest is history. But, and then my dad was a local crooner here in San Antonio. I mean, I was always in music till now, you know, that I formed my own band. You know, everybody thought I was crazy when I did it in 1998, because that's when the music kind of started to change a little bit. You know, the sound was evolving, and you know, I tell everybody it was crazy, because one day we would open up for La Tropa Efe, who I used to play with as well. We would open up for Tropa Efe, and the next night we would open up for Ramon Ayala, because at the time the label wanted me to be a little bit more norteño-ish. But I mean, hey man, Tejano, bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm 100% Tejano, and I have nothing against norteño music. I think it's great. Some of my favorite bands are norteño bands like Salomón Robles y Los Legendarios, of course Pesado, pero la música lo que mi corazón palpita es Tejano, and you know, I always try to keep it real like that.
More of my conversation with Chente Barrera in just a few minutes, but right now El Conteo Continúa.
Number 9.
¿Quién la ve tan linda? ¿Quién la ve tan bella? ¿Quién la ve tan presumida? Si anoche bailé con ella. ¿Quién la ve tan presumida? Si anoche bailé con ella. Bailando está tan morena en las playas de Marbella. Bailando está tan morena en las playas de Marbella. Ella en la playa y yo al lado de ella.
Countdown, song number 9, Tan Bella y Tan Presumida by Secreto, el grupo sensación del Valle del Río Grande en South Texas, que están rompiendo record en los Estados Unidos y México. Stick around, more of my conversation with Chente Barrera and the answer to this week's trivia. Of course, we're counting down the very best in Tejano music this week, and we'll be back with more Tejano Gold Countdown. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold. Estrella Jalisco. When you take a sip of Estrella Jalisco, an authentic and refreshing premium cerveza, born in Jalisco over 100 years ago, you open a whole new world of vibrant refreshment. Crisp. And the micheladas? Full of flavor. So add some spice and color to life and reach for an Estrella Jalisco. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.
What are you doing here so early? I thought you were getting tacos for the office.
I did, but I stopped by Laredo Taco Company and they made everything right away.
Are these homemade flour tortillas?
Yep, and fresh salsa, and pico de gallo. Oh, and check out the authentic barbacoa and chorizo.
Wow, I had no idea Laredo Taco Company had authentic Mexican food.
They do, and each taco is made to order. They use the freshest ingredients, and they've served over 75 million tacos. Bonus, Laredo Taco Company is located in your favorite 7-Eleven stores with expanded self-serve beverage bars, which means a latte for you and a bean-to-cup coffee for me.
You brought me a coffee, too? Wow.
All for my favorite office buddy, thanks to Laredo Taco Company, located in 6 states with restaurants and Stripe stores, A-plus, and 7-Elevens across the country. Visit LaredoTacoCompany.com for more information.
Community. It's more than just a word. For over 85 years, community has been at the heart of everything CITGO does. CITGO Innovation Academies and the CITGO STEM Talent Pipeline help students in our communities by providing grants and increasing access to STEM-related educational opportunities. CITGO also provides numerous scholarships for students, including the First in Family and Distinguished Scholarship Programs. CITGO provides thousands of free books to elementary school children across the nation with the Best the Book bus tour. CITGO, across the nation, including Texas, Louisiana, and Illinois. CITGO, fueling good.